Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Truly wish to be. Candidly said, life is golden dream. Welcome to the playground of life. This wonderful play experience where we get to embrace ourselves, embrace the love, embrace the boat that we're on, the ship that we're on, relating on the ship of life. I am just overjoyed to be here once again, present and accounted for. I am completely there, and I'm one with all beauty, all laughter, all joy, all happiness, and all love. I am thankful to allow our curiosity to run away with us and push. Your imagination is my good friend George Gribble. And you can find me at evmovies.com and follow my YouTube. My guest today, which followed by my big. And How we're moving, how we're dealing with life. We tend to roll sometimes upstream in resistance to what is actually happening and flowing for us. At this particular time in life, there's so many things that's coming for us. Life, life, life is happening. My guest today did a really beautiful piece about life. I'm going to play it now before I bring her on. We're going to hear her beautiful piece that she's offering us about life. Ebony Brown. Ebony Ram, ladies and gentlemen, on the stage, on the playground of life, right here with you to share more of that beauty. She is a true child of nature, of the arts, a true comrade, and working with truth. Through her music, she exudes pure power when she brings her pieces. It's amazing when I hear anything that she brings about. She's a vocalist, jazz vocalist, poet, teaching artist. She conducts jazz and poetry workshops in schools, libraries. And on stage, she works with the wisdom, the subtle wisdom of the classic jazz. And her whole idea is to engage a wide spectrum of emotions that reach us to our core. Ebony Ram is committed to expressing herself in truth and with experience. She's authentic. She's a very authentic within her. Welcoming the opportunity to share and see the world through the eyes of jazz. And I might say, that's very well. I want to welcome her to the playground, my comrade, Ebony Ram. Welcome, Ebony.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing good.
All right, you ready to play?
Yes, let's play.
All right then. All right, get on you. Get ready. Get the rope ready. We're about to double dutch it.
Okay.
So, before do, before we do, we have to bring it from you. Now, you heard it from me. Now we need to hear it from you. Who is Ebony Ram?
Who is Ebony Ram? But first of all, the name. I don't know. Are you interested in where the name came from? I can.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, when I was a young girl, I used to write a lot. I used to get sent to my room a lot because I would say things that kind of put the adults, they weren't at ease with it, but it was truth that I was speaking. I would, they know it was true, but it, you know how when some people not really don't want their truth out there, but as a kid, you know, the kid's going to bring it. Because they don't know the difference between not saying things at inappropriate times. Well, I used to get sent to my room a lot. And so I started writing. And I didn't have a TV in my room or radio at the time. And I started writing. And I wrote under the name Black Sheep because that's what I felt like. You know, I was always like felt like I wasn't understood at the time. As I got became older, went through middle school, high school and everything, when I became an adult, I kept writing. And the black sheep grows up, in my opinion, to become an ebony ram. So that's what we got.
Ebony ram, the black sheep. Wow. So, wow. I thought that was your name. Oh, my goodness. So, but your name is Ebony. Your first name is Ebony.
No, it's not. That's what I write. And that's what I write, teach, and perform under, Ebony Ram.
Wow. So.
And the two M's came on the end of that because I started getting into looking at metaphysical things, metaphysical thought, and other things like that. And I was looking at the writings of Ram Dass and other writers. And Ram is a, R-A-M-M, is a, means teacher. So
okay.
A lot of things that I do, I'm a teaching artist, is one. And then I started noticing that my poetry was teaching as well, and that's why. But it was so strange though, Ambassa, because I always spelt it Ebony Ram with two M's.
And wow,
so it's almost yeah.
Wow.
I added
wow,
that M on before I even knew about the Ram.
That's amazing. Now, are you on a speakerphone, Ebony?
No, I'm not. Do I need to switch phones?
If you could speak up or well, I don't know about switching phones. Is it right there where you could just click it on? Don't hang up. Just, you know, if you could speak up a little louder. You
okay.
Have very soft, so just, yeah. If you just speak up, that's good. I think yeah, that's it.
Okay, this
so,
is better?
Yes, it's better.
Okay.
And if you keep turning up the volume, we'll be splendid, as usual.
Okay.
So you were saying that, you know, you actually have gotten the name. How do you feel about the name at this particular time? Do you still feel like the black sheep?
No, I don't feel like the black sheep. Actually, I feel like an ebony ram. I've grown up.
I've
been able to deal with some of the things that I went through as a child in a more mature way or in a more aware way. So I don't feel like the black sheep anymore, but I definitely can relate to the ebony ram.
Mm-hmm. And you started out at a very early age, huh?
Right.
In the arts?
Yes. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was always a lover of the arts. Even in high school, I got into chorus, I got into art and things of that nature. Anywhere where I can express myself. I got into that was not really looked upon favorably by my family, and I was raised as one of Jehovah's Witnesses, and it's not that it wasn't the arts wasn't looked upon favorably, but it's that in the arts you kind of got involved with holidays and things like that. So my parents really kind of wanted me to get my reading, writing, and arithmetic, you know. So, but I was more interested. I love language arts, by the way. But I was more interested in the arts part, the part of expressing myself, and language arts, because that's where the poetry was and the words were.
Now, do you play an instrument at all?
I don't. I started learning as a little girl how to play piano, but growing up as a twin, that was kind of cut out because if one did it, the other had to do it, you know? one of those things. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. That's pretty interesting in and of itself in terms of, spirituality. Because I've always wondered on a spiritual level, I know that sometimes you all picked up each other's thoughts and that type of thing.
Yes.
Okay. And that did that happen? Like, we, friends do it, couples do it, but they say that twins, it happens a lot frequently.
It does. And in my case, me and my sister's case, and also one quick story. I remember when I got married. I'm no longer married, but when I got married in '88, I went to the hospital with these really bad stomach cramps. And the doctor said, the emergency room doctor, they, tested and everything, and they told me I was in labor, but there was no baby there. Well, my sister was going through labor at that exact time.
What?
Yeah, exactly.
But that is really amazing, and I was going to ask you, that what I was leading to is you have picked up, into your, everything into your spiritual path. And going towards your truth. Did your sister pick that up too? When you picked it up? Or was it a simultaneous thing?
No, it wasn't. We weren't together on it. I shared, of course, everything that I was learning with her. But she picked it up in her own time and in her own way, to be honest with you. And I do think that that's one of the things that I'm here to work out.
Mm-hmm.
My own individuality, because that was very strong with me from the beginning as a little girl.
Mm.
Yes.
Wow. And you all are identical twins?
Yes, we are.
And wow. Now that's the first for me as well. What does your twin sister do now?
She goes to school now. She owns her own jewelry business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so she's artistic too. Yeah.
Yes, she's very artistic. She has a way of expressing herself through things she makes with her hands.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Now, so how do you find the balance between your upbringing, Jehovah's Witness, et cetera, and the need to express artistically?
Well, as a youth, I had to do it the only way I knew as a youth. And a lot of times I snuck and did it. But then I would get in trouble, and do it. So what I started doing was just when an opportunity afforded me of singing at a wedding or an anniversary or something like that, I did that. But then when I became an adult, then that's when I moved more towards my passion,
And that was, it became easier, of course, as an adult. Yeah. But when did you actually, just full-fledged go?
Oh, okay. I did that when, I have a short story about that. I am currently undergoing dialysis 3 days a week, and I had renal failure back in 2005. And went into the hospital thinking it was just a, regular urinary tract infection or something like that. Went in, and they kept me. I ended up staying there for like 3.5 weeks, and it was renal failure. And I was on dialysis when I left the hospital. Well, during the hospital visit, I would hear people saying, I was in the hospital bed and everything, and I would hear people saying, oh, she can't, Mom, she can't hear you. She's really out of it. But I could. I was actually present. And but I don't know what I looked like to make them say that. But anyway, I must have looked like. Anyway.
It's okay.
I was actually present. And I was, I was going to say it's crazy, but it's not crazy. I understand it. I was aware of their conversation that was going on around me, but I was also having a conversation. And I was told, because I used to be a medical transcriptionist for years, like a little over a decade. And I was told that I knew I couldn't work as a medical transcriptionist and still do the dialysis 3 days a week as I was working on a full-time job at the hospital. I was a transcriptionist for the hospital I was in, actually, one of the transcriptionists. Mm. And so I know I wanted to do poetry. I used to go to the local, by this time I was going to the poetry venues and doing what they call slam, and judging for slam. and I was also traveling with some poets and performing around the southeast area, mainly Charlotte and Georgia and South Carolina. And I was hoping and praying that I could still do that. And then I had the love of jazz. I wanted to do that. So I was really hoping that I could still write my poetry and perform it, and along with the jazz music. And I was told, yes, that is what you're going to do, you know. And then so I had all these questions about it, and I was told, don't worry about that. Got you. I got you, you know. Don't worry about it. You're not doing anything by yourself anyway. So I went ahead and did it. I formed a group as soon as I got out of the hospital called RAIN. And within 4 months after I got out of the hospital, I had my first gig. So I was performing with a complete rhythm section. And I've disbanded the group since then, the band, but I've definitely been playing and still writing and performing. And I've also started I was teaching in the schools. I was doing the poetry workshops and the jazz workshops, and linking myself with different organizations in South Carolina and also with the Arts Institute of USC, and going out and doing some poetry workshops in the schools that they wanted me to go in. So I was able to do what I needed to do, or what I was passionate about, even with the kidney failure.
Right. It's a very powerful. For the benefit of the listeners, who said, I got you?
It was definitely Spirit saying, I got you. To me, it was like I was having a conversation with, for all intents and purposes, God, you know,
yes,
for lack of a better word, yeah. But my consciousness definitely says, I got you. I mean, I got you. Don't worry about this. Don't worry about that. So, and I want to say something, too.
Yes.
At this point, my roommate reminded me today, she took me to a Fairfield County where I have a 3-week residency with the self-contained or special ed students there, which I'm enjoying, and she rode with me. Excuse me, it was a beautiful day, so we rode out. But I was sharing some things with her, and she says, don't forget now, you had a near-death experience. And I was like, oh, yeah, I remember that. Back in 89, I went into the hospital. I just could not breathe. What happened was I went out to a local night spot to listen to some jazz, and went out with a couple of friends, and I left to go to the bathroom and came back and got my wine, and you know that's a no-no, to leave your wine like that. Well, someone had slipped some cocaine in it. I found out later. Got to my house and could not breathe walking up the steps. And so I ended up calling the ambulance because I just could not make it back up the steps. Went to the hospital, and there was cocaine in my system. And I know I never ingested it willingly, you know, cocaine. And so that's the only thing I could think of once I came around and everybody explained things to me. Well, while I was there, I coded. And I remember what was going on in front of me, but I also, once again, had this conversation. I was completely, it seemed like, out of my body. And wherever my thought was, that's where I went, my consciousness. That's where my being went. And I remember thinking about my son at the time. And I was there at his school. I mean, actually witnessing what he was doing. I remember thinking about my mom. She heard the code blue and she came running down the hall. Now, mind you, now I'm seeing this, but I'm physically in the emergency room, on the stretcher with the doctors, and she almost slips in the hall. I'm thinking of my father, and I'm seeing him coming up 378, driving, trying to get to the hospital. So after everything is over. And whatnot, I asked them about that. My mom said, Mom, did you almost fall in the hall? She said, yeah, I just know that. I mean, and then I talked to my dad about something he did in the car while he was on the way up. He said, how would you know that? Okay. So things like that has been happening all throughout my life. Even as a little girl, I would know things that would happen in my dream, or I could just be sitting down and just kind of daydream about it, and the next day at school it would happen to the same person and things like that. So my roommate reminded me of that earlier today, and I had to really kind of think about it, especially since knowing that I'll be talking to you today, and just thought about how awesome we are as creators and the creation. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, indeed. Yes,
yeah.
Indeed. Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
I do know what you're saying.
Okay.
We have to take a break in a minute, but I am just so enjoying this conversation, Ebony. Thank you for being present, and thank you for being willing to share your story, because one of the things that I know and I've always felt about you is the blessing that has been bestowed upon you, not just as a voice, because it's interesting as I hear your story, this is the first time I'm hearing that you did the poetry first, and then you had the incident to happen, and you spoke the words that you, you know, in terms of you wanting what you wanted, you know.
Yes.
We're going to go in deeper into that after the break. What you wanted, and then you stated that, and you got, okay, you are okay. We're all here as one, making sure that it's going to occur. And then and you want to you stated I want to be in jazz. I thought, oh, wow, you had been doing jazz for like 20 years when I met you.
Mm-mm.
And so it's really powerful. Your whole story is very powerful, and it goes deeper and deeper. So we want to delve into that, but we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back. Thank you.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Are you ready to come out to play? To passionately love and appreciate who you are? Join me, Mombasa Sofira, on the playground of life, the play experience. Every Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern, where we always serve a raw, delicious smorgasbord of healing the mind, the heart, and the soul into this spectacular circle of life. Are you ready? See you on the playground. Be there or be square. The Play Experience, 7 p.m. each Thursday, here on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
I'm tired of running from my life.
Hello, family. I'm Celeste Morgan, host of The Celestial Show, and I want to invite each and every one of you to join me on Sunday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern to receive divine messages through tarot, numbers, and my intuition. Break out to the other side with laughter and information you can use to get the life you truly want to live. Remember, that's every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern on LifeConversationsRadio.com. I'll see you there.
To find a way, I'm gonna let the...
Ready to live in the yes? Join me, Rev D, the Reverend Dr. Deborah Johnson, here Tuesday evenings, 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific. Call in with your questions and comments as together we explore spiritual qualities and learn practical tools that unleash our spiritual power. We mix in some music, spoken word, readings, prophetic utterances. You want in on this? Living in the Yes, 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific, right here on Life Conversations Radio.
Join Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today for Ancestral Blueprints at 12 p.m. Eastern on the last Wednesday of the month. Learn how the unacknowledged truths in your ancestral blueprints may still be influencing your life today, and how to bring awareness to the truths that want to be acknowledged. Join Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today, 12 p.m. Eastern, every last Wednesday of the month on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
And we're back. We're back. I am happy to be sitting here with my guest on the playground, soon to be a resident, Ebony Ram. Hi, oh, welcome back, Ebony. Ebony Ram.
Yes,
wow.
Ma'am.
Yes, indeed. I was just thinking during the break, Spirit just threw a curveball, and I caught it. And I'm so happy because, you know, what you're actually bringing, and I know you know this deep within you, but a lot of times things have to happen in order for you to be able to fully wear it completely.
Yes.
Well, yeah?
Yes.
And right now, you are, my sister, you are wearing this very well. So I want to keep allowing people to really get this flow from you about this. And the subject has come up, and even today,
mm-hmm.
we were talking about death, quote unquote. And we were talking about how, you know, how we feel about it in terms of, you know, it's always about the other people. You know, it's not really about us because, you know, the idea is that the space, you know, some people are like, well, I don't know because I never, you know. But I had an experience myself, so I do know what it's like. And, you know, but a lot of people don't. You know, and they don't want to. They're like, forget that, okay? I don't need that experience. So I am really so. I just have to say, I'm so happy that I didn't. I just stepped off my soapbox today and didn't do a long dissertation. So so we can have this juicy time. So I am really feeling what you're saying about, you know, that space, that thought, you know,
right.
And how, you know, it brings us to, you know, the idea. Right, that everything is about thought. Yeah,
it is.
It's about it. Yes, and that's why the thought that we are having is creating all the time.
Right.
I mean, it, all the time. And I'm gonna bring it to you. I'm coming to you.
Okay.
The thought is happening all the time. So everything we don't want, we get. Everything we do want, we get. We see that happening all the time, either by default or by direction. And how we are, the emotions that carry that thought really quickly, however that's flowing. We talked, they had the healing waters that you had earlier, and we talked, had the children talking about row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. How are you going to do it? How are you, what is your choice today in terms of your thought? Because what you so beautifully brought to us is such a gift. And I'm so thankful.
Thank you.
What you, yes, indeed. It's what you have so beautifully revealed is that there is no death.
No.
There is thought. There is those powerful thought that we walk around with, that we have a choice about,
mm-hmm.
that we have a decision about. Every day, you can learn, 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 overlearn, learn, learn. And then guess what? You need to evacuate because you have so much thought in your mind that's just squeezing out like weeds, and the real thought, the true thought. And when you talked about, oh, my gosh, I'm just, whoa, I'm buzzing. When you talked about being everywhere and being able to, being everywhere, say it, Mbasa, evenly present.
Yes.
What is that called? What is it called? It's called omnipresence.
That's it. And that feeling is so, so good. And just to simply remember that when I came back into my body, I mean, it makes there's no need for fear, to fear anything. Mm-hmm. There's no need to judge. There's no need to not live your best life. There's no need not to play. I mean, you are it.
Yes,
it is you. You know, it was beautiful. That's all I could say. And to bring that beauty back and to watch it throughout my life, or for things to come up in my life, and then for me to remember that it definitely has made me decide to do certain things, and I am so, so happy that I've done it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I love that. I love that when you said tag your, you know, basically you didn't say tag, but and you said you're it. And I'm thinking to get out the game tag because, you know, I'm always ready to play.
We're on the playground.
Hey. And as long as we're here, we better learn how to play very well. You know, the best way you know how to play, that's what you need to do. And that is to passionately love and appreciate you. Mm-hmm. So now I was thinking earlier, you know, when I started the train of thought earlier before the break, about your challenges. Your health, physical challenges
mm-hmm.
that you were gifted with, yeah?
Yes.
And so how do you reconcile your spiritual, your belief, your knowing, your connection with all source, creator, God, Jehovah, who, you know, whatever the name is, how do you reconcile that with your, you know, with that challenge? How do you... that energy, you know, that is within you that knows that in an instant that shall be gone. Be gone, you. Be gone, you.
Yes.
I'll see you later on the other time when I feel like going through this again. You know, you understand? You know how I'm doing my hand, like, go there. Go.
I can see it. Oh, trust me, I can see it. I can definitely see your hand. The fingers in the air just separated and flittering, right? I can see it.
So how do you reconcile it? How do you reconcile your spirituality with your challenge?
My challenge is also a learning experience.
Yes,
I was meditating the other day, and this is what, and I was telling my roommate about I'm downloading images, and the images are actually telling me a story. And sometimes they tell me to do this, and sometimes they tell me to do that. Recently... And I've kind of known this, but I didn't want to give up certain things, you know what I'm saying? But it's...
What do you mean by that? Wait a minute. I can't pretend like I know. No, I don't know.
Coffee, stuff like that, you know. Not that coffee is a bad thing, but it's certain things that I'm doing that's not great for my health. And this is what I've come to know over the last couple of weeks. If I'm really going to play or if I'm really going to say and believe that which I believe, I cannot believe it on a spiritual level and not believe it on a physical level.
Because
it all makes up my being. You know what I'm saying? I'm a human being. So now, yes, I am spirit and I'm in a physical form. But as long as I want to stay here on this planet, I have to take care of this physical form. Now, I can say I want to do this and I want to express this way and my spirit yearns to do this, but it's not going to do it with this body if I don't take care of it. And that's being spiritually mature. Because if I do things to my body that I know is not the thing to do, like proper rest, proper food, that which I ingest not in my only in my mouth but in my ears and my eyes and my thoughts, then can I really say I'm spiritually mature? Or, you get what I'm saying? Or can I say that which I believe? Yeah.
Wow.
So and it's funny that it's my kidneys that broke down, or the left kidney that broke down, because that's the one that takes out the toxins.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of the systems that take out the toxins in my body.
So it was the left kidney.
Yeah, it was the left kidney first. But go figure, right? Toxins excreting out your body, the kidney breaks down. Come on. I mean, it was like a no-brainer. It was like I'm connected in so many ways to this human, to my being. I have my physicality, my spirituality, my mental, emotional body. You know, those different bodies that connect. So if I can't get the toxins and fully clean my physical, maybe it's something in my thought processes. You feel me?
And, you know, it's beautiful because, you know, and you know, the whole idea of symbolically, you know, backing up toxins in your body mm-hmm. and being backed up and mm-hmm. and overflowing it out. When you think about the idea of you overflowing out toxins in your thoughts and emotion, as opposed to the filling up of the pure joy, the pure mm-hmm. love, the poor things, the things that you're pouring in yourself now to overflow, right. you know.
And then you think about the kidney, my kidney not being able to excrete those toxins that I've ingested in, so now I'm having mm-hmm. to go through an artificial simulator of a kidney to help get those things taken out. So all these thoughts that I have in my head, whether it came from childhood or something that's been put up there, old beliefs mm-hmm. and things like that, mm-hmm. I'm working through them. I'm working
yes.
through them. Right. And yeah. I've been, it's like Don Miguel Ruiz said, the domestication of the human.
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, and don't get me wrong, my parents and grandparents did what they could, but it really didn't help saying there was a boogeyman in the closet.
That's right. That's right. Well, you know, because it's almost like, you know, the help goes straight out a window. It's just like, okay.
Right.
And everything that they're really wanting to do is just totally being thwarted right there.
Exactly.
Yes.
I found myself 20-something years old and going to go look in the closet one night, and I stopped. Like, do I really want to look in the closet? Girl, open that closet. You know? But you be surprised how simple thought like that could
yes.
be there.
Yes.
And that's what
yes.
I'm finding I'm working out. And I'm going to tell you this. I found as I worked through certain thoughts or certain behaviors or certain things like that, I've been noticing with my blood work. At dialysis, we take monthly blood work, and they give us the sheet back as to how it goes, the sheet with all the different panels and stuff and what's on it, like your hemoglobin, your PTH, and all that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And depends on what I'm going through that month and how I've detoxified my thoughts, it shows up on my lab work.
Powerful.
Because it shows up
in my
eating
habits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It shows up in my eating habits, too.
Hmm.
So
that's
everything
that's
related. Everything
that
is related.
Wow. Well, I was going to ask you, what have you learned so far about life, the pain, the joy, the ups and downs, but, you know,
yeah.
it's kind of like you answered that.
Right. It's all related. And so I take from it this, too, that just like I realized in that experience that I had that I am it and it is me. I'm all of it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the working of my being. It's all of it.
All of it. And it's
together.
Beautiful. That's beautiful. That's beautiful because while we are here, I mean, if we got it all done, then we would leave. You know, it'd be time to go. So you're dealing with this particular opportunity that people would call a problem or even a challenge. You know, it's how you see it. It's your thought.
Right.
If you see it as perfection, as a perfect way for you to live this lifetime to perfect,
mm-hmm.
to go towards on the journey, and know that the destination is not about the destination, it's about the journey.
That's
you
it.
Know, because you're taking it, you're moving. So with that, it brings me to amazing grace. And I really want to hear you speak about amazing grace. I have a very special person that is having a birthday tomorrow. And I'm wondering, because he is such amazing grace, if you could share something with him, Ade Mola and Afawoshe.
Oh, wow. Okay, this I can tell you that I can do. I had a moment and I was meditating at the time. And I thought about him, Ade.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what I have. It's not a long poem or anything. I don't do long poems, as you can tell. Ade, what can I say? You are awe-inspiring, divine in nature, efficient in love. Ade, what can I say? Accurately defining enlightenment.
Mm. Wow. And that is him. Oh, you saw him. I tell you, meditation ain't no joke, is it?
No. And see, and what it is, and that's one of the poems we did, the acrostic poem. I took his name and did ADE, and those are the words that came, you know?
Wow.
Awe-inspiring,
that's awesome.
Divine in nature, efficient in love, accurately defining enlightenment.
All right.
Wow.
I know he's going to take that.
Wow.
There he is.
Wow.
There he is.
I had to come from behind the scenes.
Oh, my God.
You
snuck up on me.
Oh, wow.
How are you?
Thank you. Thank you.
You are.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah.
That was awesome. I mean, she really got you out there. She really pinned you down, didn't she? No one had to tell her anything. I just gave her the name.
Yeah, you know, God can't keep a secret.
And he's wanting to share it and see. And that's why we as artists express. We express his secrets, yeah.
That's right. And they say truth needs no publicity because it's already there.
already there.
Yeah. Wow. Ebony, thank you, Ade, for joining us. Yeah. Happy birthday, Ade.
Yes, happy birthday.
Thank you very much. And I must say, I've really enjoyed your expression. I mean, I'm just listening here and saying, oh, my God, your story is so inspiring and reassuring and empowering. And thank you for doing what you do.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for enjoying me.
Thank you. Well, that is wonderful. I am so enamored. Of course, it's always the time on the playground always goes so fast. So I want to ask you,
yes,
what is it that you want to leave us with? Anything original, anything, or it's going to be original, okay? Anything that you want to come out with, and we want to hear that beautiful voice of yours because we love it.
Well, you were going to play Amazing Grace, or...
Well, I don't think I have that one. I didn't get that one.
Okay, I can leave you with that.
Okay, good.
You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Amazing Grace. Uh-huh. Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a soul like me. I once was lost. Oh, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. Believing I was blind, I closed my eyes. Divine hands. Oh, you know what?
Yeah.
Hold on one second. I want to say this, Ambassa. I'm just take a few minutes. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Because when I reached out for you, this is what I want to do before that. When I reached out to you, I didn't know whether you were going to be there or what were you going to offer me or anything of that such. But my heart has truly, truly, truly been warmed by our conversations in the last couple of days. And when I reached out to you about the Fairfield County thing and me feeling that anxiety and whatnot, and what you told me was so on point, I want to thank you so much. Gotta say
that.
Goodness. And I'm sorry for interrupting. But let me
interrupting your own self, right?
I know, yeah.
I love it.
In my heart to tell you that.
Thank you so much.
So believing I was born blind, I kept my eyes closed. Inside, divine hands tilled fertile soil and planted seeds. In time, these hands tended me and produced fruit in God's image. Yes, amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a soul like me. I once was lost. Oh, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. I was blind, but now I see. Thank you.
Wow, Ebony Ram, you have really exemplified what this show is about, the raw, authentic nature of the play experience. It's about being here and just taking off all your clothes.
Oh, you know,
I mean, just being just totally, totally naked. And if you look silly, good. If you look this, good. Whatever it is, good. Good. That's playing.
That's what I'm saying. That's playing authentically. Whatever shows up, shows up. We'll use it.
Absolutely. And you are doing it. You're doing it, and you are an authentic voice within your community. I had so many more questions, so that means that, guess what? You have to come back because I had so many more questions about your work with young people in the schools and all of your work. But I just want to say I give thanks. How do people find you?
EbonyRamm.com, EbonyRamm.com.
Yes,
and you
indeed.
Can reach me by going to Ebony, E-B-O-N-I, at EbonyRamm.com.
All right. Reach out to Ebony because she has a lot for you. She does a lot of work in all different types of areas. So, Ebony, big squeeze and big hug, and I know I'll see you soon. I love you, dear sister. Thank
love
you.
You
thank you so much. All right.
All right.
Much love.
Thank you.
I'll see you later. So there you have it. I tell you, I am so full and I am so thankful that I got to speak with my dear sister on this playground. Total stone gas, as they say. So we are not going out with any music. We're just going to go out with love. I am here. I have some things for you. I have really exciting things coming up for the spring as we spring forward. I have a Mother's Day play date retreat. I have a retreat to remember retreat on April 19th. And I'm just saying, get in where you fit in, because I still have the life relationship intensive going on. So all you have to do is go to ombasa.com and get all the skinny. All right, beloved, I love you. I bless you. And I thank the Creator for you. Much love. Mombasa out.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.